Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. Next weekend is a Chicago tradition, and that's the Fest for Beatles fans, the original and longest-running Beatles celebration here, the Hyatt Regency O'Hare, with many activities, seminars, along with special guests, historians, biographers, Beatles musicians, concert promoters, and more. And joining me to talk about everything Beatles and what to expect next weekend at the Fest is the author of Watching TV, but also three Beatles books, including one of his earliest works, All Together Now, the only complete Beatles discography. It's my friend, Beatles historian Wally Pedrazic. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for helping us do the countdown. 1 week from now, I'll be at the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the first time, finally. I mean, there was a couple of years you had to take off, obviously, for 2020 and 2021. So it's going to be nice to get everybody into one space again.
Yeah, and I think that as much as any of the individual guests is just the opportunity to be with like-minded people, you know, in a safe environment, and just catching up. I mean, one of our panels is actually called, "What Have We Done in the Last 2 Years?"
I like that. You know what? I don't think you could ever find really anyone on the planet that doesn't like the Beatles or doesn't like some of their songs, but it takes an extra effort to take that love and turn it into a vocation. And you've written several books, as I mentioned, and you're obviously a big part of this event every year. How did you get involved in everything Beatles, Wally?
Oh my goodness. Well, it turns out it was me being curious and me not having, I'm an only child, so I had no older brother or sister. So that may sound odd, but I wasn't there with the Beatles at the beginning. So as through high school into college, I was curious about this group that I had heard, obviously, because you couldn't escape them. But I was very interested in trying to get the backstory, so to speak. And that put me on a quest of saying, well, when did this stuff come out and all? What was the context? And I'll tell you, I instantly, when I started doing that research, chose my favorite Beatles song,
which is,
I learned by watching the Beatles cartoon show.
Yeah.
That had the words in the sing-along part, and the song was Help. And I'm listening, so it's a catchy song, and I'm going, wow, that's pretty clever, actually. You know, those are, it's not just She Loves You, yeah. There's some complexity going on. And it all just built from there. And then my college compadre, Harry Castleman, and I began our partnership of writing together, first with the Beatles books, and then, as you mentioned, with the book Watching TV. So things Beatles became very special in my life because the Beatles open doors to other things,
you know,
and I think that's what we. But what you see in the Fest for Beatles fans is we have such a range. I mean, someone like Peter Asher is there from Peter and Gordon, who tells stories as part of a musical act. You know, he's saying, "Well, that reminds me of," and then he just starts playing a bit of a song and weaves it in with the stories. Lawrence Juber was part of Wings, and he's still a powerfully good guitarist, and so he'll be part of a musical jam, first on his own, then with stories, and then with the sound-alike band Liverpool. So there's so many ways that people connect, and so often it's what I just described. Something connected with me, and I wanted to know more.
I love that, and I know you mentioned also Greg, is it Bissonette, Ringo's drummer?
Yeah,
his drummer on tour right now.
Right. And again, people say, well, are the Beatles still relevant? Well, guess what?
Oh, yeah.
Paul was touring April and June. He's going to resume touring a little later. And then Ringo was touring, and he's resuming his touring in September and October. And they're doing just fine, thank you, in terms of people showing up and really enjoying the shows. That's the, I was thinking, like, I know you have an affection, and I do too, for Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank pretty much stopped around age 79 or so. It's like, okay, time to hang up the touring part. I'm going to spend some time in retirement. Just had a couple of years before he passed.
Yeah, right.
Paul and Ringo are now older than Sinatra was when he hung it up. So,
you think about these guys. You think about Mick Jagger's going to be 80.
Oh yeah,
These guys. But you know what? There's something to be said for keeping moving and doing what you're doing and loving what you do. And you know, Paul and Ringo. Anytime I see them performing or seeing a clip from one of their recent concerts, you could still tell the passion in their face and in their music.
Yeah, and that's what I look forward to seeing in terms of passion amongst fans. I mean, there's all sorts of features. They're sound alike. I do trivia contests. I'm even part of a little performing group. We're going to do a role-playing game, The Race to the Rooftop, so that you can get up to the rooftop and see Imagination, of course, the Beatles performing on the roof. So there's lots of things to do. But I'll tell you, one aspect that warms my heart every year is informal. Out in the hallways, especially as the regular activities wrap up, it's called, they're nicknamed the people under the stairs, but it's far more than that. People just jamming for hours.
Wow.
Spontaneously playing. Well, guess what? They know the songs.
Yeah. No question. You know, a few weeks ago, I had a Rock Legend special, and when I was putting it all together, I was listening to every single person. Whether it was Kevin Cronin from REO, Stevie Van Zandt from Springsteen, I'd say over half my guests said they got influenced and wanted to get into music by seeing the Beatles on Sullivan. And I can't tell you, I mean, countless musicians out there of a certain age were probably inspired by that same moment in history.
And what's even more delightful is the generations that followed. They obviously weren't there watching Ed Sullivan live, but now, thanks to all the media and such, you can watch the Ed Sullivan Show.
You can.
Just as it originally played. And you can, as a 14-year-old, discover the Beatles all over again, so to speak.
Well, sort of that miniseries that was out, the Get Back miniseries. You had 8 hours of the Beatles. I mean, and it was a great, doc on all this. And if you didn't know anything about them or you wanted to learn more about them, man, that was a documentary to watch.
Yeah, and it gives you a real appreciation. They couldn't. Peter Jackson did a brilliant job on that, and the technology allowed him to do it, to really restore the sound so you could actually hear it, and to clean up the images and such. And so when I sat down and started watching, I went, my God, that looks like it could have been filmed and performed last week.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of lament amongst fans. Wow, it's too bad we in America never had a chance to see them in Hamburg, in Germany, in their early days, or in the Cavern Club in Liverpool. But you know what? That documentary gave us a sense of what it was like to just see them playing and really enjoying each other's company. And again, that's what takes place at the fest. Oh, and I have to mention, we talked about the fact that we weren't doing fests during the COVID shutdown. So Mark Lapidus and his team started saying, well, what can we do online?
Right.
So we had like a couple cycles of substitute fests. And as they tweaked that, now, in addition to being there in person, they also have simultaneous stuff going on online. Like I may do a behind-the-scenes chat with the webmaster talking about stuff that's going on or is about to go on. So even if you're not going to see everything at home that's going on in every room at the fest, but you're going to see a real variety of stuff and see some even behind the scenes plans and
that's
do
cool.
some interacting action that way. So I'd recommend if go into, it's called thefest.com, and you can get information about tickets, etc., in a week to attend in person, but also check it out for information about what you can do virtually. Because some people are still like, I don't want to go into a crowd.
Yeah.
So let me tune in that way. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I think there'll be good vibrations, different group.
yeah, exactly.
Taking place next weekend.
But the Fest, okay, so it started, before we go to break, I want to talk about this. It started in 1974, really as a tribute to the Beatles' 10th anniversary coming to America. Yeah. But tell us about the background, who started all this.
Well, Mark Lapidus, a dyed-in-the-wool absolute Beatles fan, couldn't believe that and worked in a record store in New York, New Jersey area. And he wanted to do something to mark the event, but he also just didn't want to go without approval. So he found John Lennon following an event that was taking place in New York. John was in a hotel with Harry Nilsson. And he went up, took a deep breath, and said, this is what I want to do to mark 10 years because you guys were great.
Oh.
And John said, well, I'm a Beatles fan. Sure. That sounds like
amazing.
A great idea.
Wow.
And actually, John cajoled his mate, Paul George Ringo, to contribute some extra instruments, obviously. So that was part of the charity raffle. So it was a combination of joyful celebration, receiving the Beatles stamp of approval via John Lennon, and Mark has continued to do it ever since. The first one in Chicago was 1977, but that started in New York City in 74.
That's very cool. We're talking everything Beatles. The Fest for Beatles fans is next weekend right here in Chicago. We're talking to Wally Podrazik. We're going to talk a little bit more about this right after this on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. We're talking about the Fest for Beatles fans happening next weekend, and we're talking to Wally Podrazik. Everything's at thefest.com, right?
Yes, basic information, including the safety requirements, bring a vaccination card or negative test, wear a mask as appropriate, wear a mask in the elevators, but mostly be safe, be courteous. And I went to the one in New Jersey a few months ago, which was the first one since post-COVID, and people were very good about keeping distance, being respectful, making sure, because they all have something in common. We want to see each other and catch up on our favorite group.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so that's what's going to be happening for the 3 days at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare next weekend.
So it'll be fun. There's a giant Beatles marketplace. There's the Fest Shop where the online store comes to life. I mean, there's a lot to explore here.
Yeah, and I was telling Mark Lapidus, the founder, the producer of it, so many years, I haven't seen everything. Because if I'm anchoring a discussion room, if I'm doing trivia, etc., there is a whole lot of stuff that I never get a chance to see. I have to sort of dash in between to say, oh, let me do some shopping. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, now let me run back to the discussion room. So it is a lot of fun.
Before I let you go tonight, from an album standpoint, many fans have noted that Revolver might be the best overall album. Maybe some say their favorite is Abbey Road or the White Album. What is the most important album of the Beatles in music history from your perspective?
Well, I'm going to answer that two ways. First of all, Revolver is almost the perfect Beatles album in that it has this really artistic cover by Klaus Voormann. It's equally split between John and Paul in terms of the number of contributions that they put onto it. George gets more songs than he had gotten before. In fact, he leads off with Taxman. Ringo has his signature song of Yellow Submarine. So in that sense, it was a definer. It's the one that has Tomorrow Never Knows, which is total experimentation. That is, you're listening to them go, where did this come from?
Yeah.
All of that helped define their studio time. Having said that, my personal favorite goes back one, which is Rubber Soul. That is sort of capturing the essence of the lovable Mop Tops up to that point. They're starting to do some real experimentation going forward, but you could still see them doing a tour. You could still see them doing all this on stage. With Revolver, it's like, we're a studio band now. We're still touring for another summer, but we're a studio band now, and we're having a ball. So in that sense, I'd say that is probably one of the most important.
You mentioned the album cover, and I worked in the music side of the industry, the retail side, Sam Goody and Musicland for so many years, and covers, like just going through the albums, I mean, I still miss doing that. But covers were so important. It created interest. It would stop you in your tracks. And the cover artwork, the main purpose was to compete for attention with other albums. And you think about it, okay, you know, albums were 12 by 12 inches. They were sizable. The CD diminished the impact. You know, now digitally it's a thumbnail. But with the resurgence of albums out there, the artwork of these pieces, especially a lot of these Beatles albums, is nothing, you know, nothing short of just beautiful.
Well, and again, going back to Rubber Soul, I mean, that's a frameable one for sure. I mean, you're looking, the angle is just enough that you go, ooh, what is that? I'm kind of looking into another dimension, basically. And going to the Revolver cover, you could spend a great amount of time just deconstructing it, saying, well, wait, what's that? What's that little clip? Those are the eyebrows. Well, look at the artwork. Whose eyes are that? Oh, and there's Klaus Voormann, who designed it, stuck his own picture into one of the little waves of hair on one of the Beatles' faces. So, yeah, the engagement with the artwork, I love 12 by 12 size, is part of the way you would experience a Beatles album.
Agree. Absolutely agree. So the Fest, again, next weekend, it's back, it's live, it's in person, and for more details on that, getting tickets and so forth, you can visit thefest.com. Wally, always a pleasure talking to you, pal.
Always a pleasure talking with you. Have a great weekend.